sponsored by Margaret Jackson.
AM 1220 KDOW presents Money 2.0.
Money 2.0.
Now, helping you excel in business and in life. Here's business coach and Money 2.0 host, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to Money 2.0, Business on the Edge, Bay Area, Silicon Valley. This show is brought to you by the Silicon Valley Small Business Concierge Magazine, digital magazine there, and Sign on the Go, a small business blockchain e-signature document platform. Thank you for tuning into the show tonight. And remember to get your questions on the air with me tonight, 1-800-516-1220. That's 1-800-516-1220. Get your comments on air with me tonight. Chicago housing market. December 2018, Illinois Policy put out an article, published an article on the housing market of the Chicagoland area, nation's weakest market, major housing market in 2019. This is what they're reporting. They're reporting that the Chicago anticipated to be nation's weakest market, major housing market in 2019. Now, what's interesting about this, and I was kind of looking at some of the mortgage rates in comparison to Chicagoland area. I want to say Chicagoland Bay Area, but Chicagoland area, Silicon Valley Bay Area, and there's some slight differences in that mortgage rate. And so just to give you a little bit of information, and we've got a Chicagoland real estate broker coming on with us in just a moment, and I'll talk about her in just a minute, but I want to give you a little bit more information about the housing market and what is going on in or what was anticipated, and is it better? Is this a place where we can invest? Are there some changes that we need to know about? And we're going to talk about them. We're going to talk a little bit about capital gains in that as well. So we've got, of course, one of our favorite guests coming on with us as well. But Realtor.com ranked Chicago's region's housing market slowest of 100 U.S. metro areas for 2019. Okay. Now, the mortgage rates at the time, predicting in December, remember this is December 2018, 5.5%. We're not at 5.5% yet for the Bay Area or for any housing market. Actually, I don't think is gotten even over 5% just yet. There's a range slightly, but right now we're in the 4% with some give or take here and there. What we want to know, and Illinois homeowners, I'm interested in knowing what's going on. Why is the market slow? Can we get some information about that? Illinois homeowners are subject to the highest overall tax burden in the country. And tonight we're going to talk to Ruth Vanderstein, who's the tax strategist that can maybe help with some of that tax burden, depending on what you're doing with your home. I think that's going to be interesting as well. But and when you look at the mortgage rate, we're broadcasting from Silicon Valley. So our mortgage rate we're expecting to have a pretty high mortgage rate. But for Chicagoland area to kind of beat us out on that, that's kind of interesting as well. And later in the show, I'll share some of those mortgage rates with you as well in terms of those differences. Not a big difference, but a difference nonetheless. So we're going to talk to Tanisha Smith, and she is with a real estate company out in, and I believe it's pronounced Anai. Let Tanisha come on. I want to make sure that I'm pronouncing that right. Because I want to say Anai, but I'll have her correct me in just a moment. But Tanisha is a broker, a skilled broker, seasoned broker in the Chicagoland area. And she's going to talk to us a little bit about what's going on in the housing market, what's going on in the Chicagoland area, and how you might be able to get connected to maybe help boost that market just a little bit. Tanisha, good evening. How are you tonight?
Good evening. Thanks for having me.
The Chicago housing market is and you know, I'm from Illinois, so I'm interested in the Chicago housing market. Now, we're told that this market is the slowest market in the country. What are you seeing? What do you think is going on in the housing market? How do you feel as a broker, as a realtor out there, are you seeing any slowness? You know, because it could change with how maybe someone's even selling homes. So it could vary from person to person. What do you think? What's your opinion on that?
Well, currently the Chicagoland housing market is a seller's market at this moment. Properties are not staying on the market really past 4 months, if that. Even with the demand for homes exceeding the supply, the prices can still remain high and the homes sell with no problem despite the tax burden as well as the population decline. And according to Home Union Research Services, Logan Square and West Side locations have become popular areas for young professionals. And low affordability negatively impacts renters in the Bay Area, Southern California, et cetera. And although the population has decreased in Chicago, the average household income and high-paying jobs have increased over the past 5 years, as well as many neighborhoods are improving dramatically, such as the Pullman area and Inglewood. And a lot of major employers, such as McDonald's, Dyson, Motorola, they moved to Chicago from downstate Illinois. And mind you, Chicago's been working on a $40.5 million Department of Fleet and Facility Management headquarters in Inglewood. So the city wouldn't put that type of money in an area where right. they don't deem it to be up and coming.
Right.
And although the tax rates have increased, the cost of homes here compared to other major cities kind of offset that burden tremendously.
And I would agree with that. I'm gonna jump in right there. I would agree with that because right now the mortgage rate in Illinois is 4.62%. And then there's a range that's giving 4% to 5.88%. In terms of the current market rate for any state, here, none of them right now is over 5%. We're not seeing that 5.5%, but I would agree with that. I think you've said a couple of things that's interesting is that one, I think that there's something different going on with the millennials and how they're thinking and how they buy and whether or not they want to get homes. They're more of a gig society in terms of how they even do their jobs. But and they're looking for, and here in the Bay Area, they're looking for techie work and those sorts of things. But I do think that there's an offset between if we're looking at Chicagoland area and Bay Area, there's an offset. So when we look at the homes on your website, great homes, more house, less money.
Exactly.
More house, less money. And let me hold off right there and let's bring Ruth Vanderstein into the conversation. Ruth, how are you tonight? Ruth is a guest on the show. She's a frequent guest on the show. She's a tax strategist. She's a credit repair restoration guru. Ruth, how are you tonight?
I'm doing great, Margaret. Thanks for having me on the show.
I want to bring you into the show because taxes is in any shape or way or form, taxes is a burden. They're a burden. And we don't really like paying any of them if we don't have to. But there are some things that could happen that you can speak to in terms of some of those tax burdens. For example, if people are holding on to their homes because of those taxes, whether they're in Chicago, New York, Texas, it doesn't matter. Whatever state, there's a solution for them.
Right. And we have a tax strategy where if somebody's a large capital gains tax bill, after their exclusion, which is $250,000 for an individual and $500,000 for couples on the primary residence, or there is no exclusion when it comes to investment property, but there is a way for you to sell your property and not pay the tax bill for 30 years.
Now, that's music to our ears. And now, Tanisha, this is not a 1031 exchange. This is a way for if you have people holding onto their homes in the Chicagoland market, and there's a way for them to, and you're saying it's a seller's market, and it's not a buyer's market right now.
Yeah, right now, definitely a seller's market.
And so in those taxes, how are they paying the taxes in the traditional sense? Are they doing something different? Are they doing some sort of tax strategy? What are you seeing in that regard? Are you seeing what's happening on that back end? Are they having that conversation with you?
As far as the taxes are concerned, I haven't seen any like major issues with people not paying their taxes or buyers having the tax debt of the previous owners or anything like that. So I really don't deal with the taxes per se. The attorneys
Right. So they're working through that. And now, Ruth, you're used to working with the attorneys and you've got a kind of a system going on.
Well,
that.
Right. But what happens because real estate agents cannot give tax advice. So
Right. It's
really hard for them to see what people are truly paying in taxes. And it's not until their clients get to their CPAs in April of the following year and they're in shock. And the large checks that they're having to write to the IRS. So we're trying to get the word out there and let people know that there's a way to defer that tax bill and to get a hold of us before you sell so we can show you how to defer the capital gains for 30 years out.
That's a deal. Tanisha, I'm just going to jump back to Tanisha on this because there's an opportunity to defer those taxes for 30 years. Great property. Are we seeing any investment properties happening? You just talked about the companies that are coming to the Chicagoland area and investing. So something is going on in the market. And when you start bringing other companies, and you're talking about Fortune 500, 1,000 companies into an area, that drives up housing prices, that drives up opportunities to sell homes and to buy homes. Is there any interest in investment, taking this opportunity, maybe those that are coming into Chicago from other states, not only getting homes or considering getting investment homes?
Yes. It's a huge advantage to invest. I've seen a lot of investment deals so far because by new jobs coming, majority of the time, if you have a city job here, you have to live in Chicago as well. So they're looking for a place to stay. So if you invest in a building or whatnot, you're going to get a lot of response and a lot of people trying to move to your property because they need
right.
a place to stay. And it's affordable living.
Right, right.
For the most part.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And I'm seeing that you have a lot of investment properties on it, including buildings. Let's go to commercial break. When we come back, more AM 1220 KDOW Business and Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Welcome back. Money 2.0 Business on Edge with Margaret Jackson. We're talking crazy housing market. Crazy. We got the Chicagoland area. We're told it's the worst market in the nation. And then we've got polar opposite. We've got the Bay Area, which is literally polar opposite. We've got the California Association of Realtors outlook for the housing market in the Bay Area. Somber. They use the word somber. Housing market. Still expecting prices to rise, interest rates to rise, lack of affordability. House all record-setting prices in the Bay Area. Now, when you look at the Bay Area and you look at Chicago and you have these polar opposites, and you don't want to leave the Bay Area, or you want to invest, then there's certainly other places to invest and look at. Polar opposite. How does that happen? What's going on in those regions? Lot going on here in the Bay Area. We've got a lot of businesses coming and booming here as well. We've got the Teslas, we've got the Googles, we've got the Facebook, we've got a lot going on here in the Bay Area. I'm going to go back to Ruth Vanderstein, who is the CEO of Financial Tax Strategies. And Ruth, we have these polar opposites, tax differences, opportunities that I think that are out there for investments. If I were going to invest, I would invest in a market that is not as the Bay Area is out of control with this housing market. You spend a lot of money for barely any house. What's going on?
What we're finding is people are selling their homes that they have held here in the Bay Area for quite a while. We have one client that sold a home in Palo Alto and bought 16 homes in Las Vegas. So there's definitely an opportunity to take your money from the Bay Area and buy multiple properties in other areas.
Go ahead. Yes.
So when you do that, there's two different options that you can do, which one is the 1031 exchange, which most people are familiar with. But there's also the second option with the tax strategy where you can take the money and defer the taxes for 30 years. And you don't necessarily have to buy any real estate. You can take your money and put it into stocks, or you can put it into life insurance, or you can simply just put it into your bank account, and you won't pay the tax bill for 30 years.
Okay, so now when you do that, so if I want to take some of those resources, I sell my property in California for some ridiculous amount of money, and maybe I do want to invest. About how much of that should I take and put away so I can pay those taxes in 30 years? Of that, whatever it is, just some ballpark.
Okay, so what we do is we make the suggestion that, let's say your tax bill is going to be $100,000. We suggest, and it's only a suggestion, it's not a requirement, but we suggest that you put away 25% of that $100,000. So that's $25,000. Put it into an investment that's going to grow in the next 30 years. That'll pay that $100,000 tax bill.
So if I go in and I'm looking at Tanisha on your website here, am I pronouncing your real estate name correctly? Is it Ani?
No, it's Ani Real Estate.
Ani. There needs to be some sort of, you know, something on top of that I there to help help me get there. Ani Real Estate. And I'm looking at some of these properties and I'm thinking about what Ruth is talking about. And you have properties on here. If you sold a home or sold your property here in California, or you wouldn't even have to, in some cases, you really wouldn't have to sell your property because the cost for some of these, some of your inventory, you have a Chicago Lakeview. Well, okay, I guess that's a two-bedroom apartment inside this building. I got 1 minute before I can go to break. But some of these costs are in the Bay Area for the type of house that you're talking about is
you
like a steal.
It's right.
It's a steal.
Yeah.
Did you say porta potty?
Yeah.
We should have had a flush right there. So it's a steal. So that's some of the things that we want you to think about when you're looking at investment, when you're looking at if you want to invest in California, then I think I would wait for the market to change just a little bit. We got to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to wrap up with Tanisha and we're going to wrap up with Ruth on these differences between Chicagoland and Bay Area housing market. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
This is Money 2.0.
on AM 1220 KDOW.
We're coming out. Welcome back. Money 2.0 Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Just doing a little comparison of the Chicago land market and the Bay Area market. Tanisha, outside of Chicago, that's what, Cook County, you got DuPage County. DuPage County is, I would say, an affluent area. Your housing market is a little bit, you're paying a little bit more for your home there?
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking at your listings here. You have over 6,000 listings here. They almost seem comparable to the Bay Area market. Maybe not too much, but I do think, again, in your opening, in that there's some trade-offs with those, with maybe what's happening with the taxes, what's happening with the price of the property. But and along with what Ruth was saying is that you have people that are selling their properties here, and wow, 11 properties in Las Vegas. That's a investment properties. So there's some opportunities, and I would say, Tanisha, for you, there's opportunities if you're out there and you're listening, you're an investor for properties and you want to launch into some of the areas, then would you say the Chicagoland area, you got Chicagoland, you've got DuPage County, you've got the surrounding cities, with places like Naperville and Elgin and places that you could really get some nice, maybe vacation homes out there?
Yes, you can. Naperville is a great location. It's one of the safest cities in America, not to mention it has multiple high-tech companies based out of Naperville, such as BP, AT&T Bell, Nicor Gas, a lot more. Buffalo Grove is a great area to live in.
Buffalo Grove.
Crime rate.
Wow.
And, it has a great education system. Mm-hmm. Is ranked 9 out of 10 on great schools. Schaumburg, Downers Grove, those
right,
are great
Schaumburg,
locations.
Right. Hoffman Estates, as I recall, Estates. Yeah. Great places.
Yeah, and basically, like, Chicago is a world class city with world class museums, entertainment, restaurants, mass transit, great parks, etc. You know, it's a great city.
Right, museums. There's a lot there. You got the Gold Coast out there as well. Ruth, is there a pathway to supporting, or if we take financial education services, you got real estate, you've got Tanisha, who's a seasoned broker. Is there a pathway that we could create for our listeners to just have an opportunity to kind of look at what you guys are doing, and if you do, email me at onthe edge@businessontheedge.biz, and I'll certainly connect you with Tanisha and with Ruth. In fact, I need to make sure we give your information out before we get out of this segment. But do you see a pathway here, Ruth?
Oh, definitely. You know, we have a lot of investors here in California, and like I said, they can sell their properties here and purchase properties in the Chicagoland area, and Tanisha can help them, you know, make the best choice in the best areas to go ahead and do those investments.
And give us the name of your real estate company again. I know I'm going to get this wrong. I know it's not NI. Okay.
Ani.
Yes, I knew, or maybe it's not the I. It's Ani. I got a long E for the I, and I got a short A. And I got a short A, Ani. AniRealEstate.com, ANIRealEstate.com, and then financial education, financialtaxstrategy.com. You can get a hold of Ruth. And if you can't get a hold of them, easy, email me at ontheedge@businessontheedge.biz, and I'd love to connect the two of you. Thank you so much for being on the show tonight. But bridge this gap, and let's save some of that tax money. Let's do something different. AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
AM
1220 KDOW traffic. The chewing company and other factors.
Rochelle.
Get ready. Business on the Edge is taking you out of the studio walls with the Small Business Concierge magazine. You've been waiting, looking for it. Now it's here. Business expert contributors, small business concierge, STEAM, local events, YE 2.0, the young entrepreneur, women in business centerfold, small business science lab, bridging the gap, the bottom line. Now here's Silicon Valley's number one business radio personality, Margaret Jackson.
Welcome to the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. Here we go. I am so excited. I saw something that it really took me probably longer than I would have liked to figure out what it was. I knew it was a cake, but I thought it was an edible cake. I was looking at a picture. Give me some breaks here. And I've never seen anything like it. I've got this guest here in this segment. She's a new Small Business Concierge member of our Advantage Guide. And if you want it, the magazine is doing fantastic. I'm enjoying watching it grow, watching small businesses get connected to it out there. And if you want to get connected to the magazine, go out to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz. And you'll be able to get it. But she makes these baby cakes. And I thought, baby cakes, that's great. What's a baby cake? I'm thinking it's a baby cake with a baby on it, and it's cake, and you can eat it. Great. Baby showers. Got it. And so I started doing a little research, because when we get new concierges, I like to learn a little bit about what you do. So I'll do a little research, a little reconnaissance when we get your information. And we have so many concierge guide listeners right now. It's difficult to kind of remember everything that everybody does. But on those initial connections, I like to kind of learn, what are you doing? What are we actually, you know, helping you sell? And so I'm looking at this picture. I'm like, this is fantastic. But this is an interesting looking cake. And I realized that it is a cake. It's not edible. We have Rochelle Evans with us this evening for this segment of the show, and I'm going to let her talk to you about what that cake actually is. Rochelle, how are you tonight?
Miss Jackson, how are you?
I'm doing fine. I love your cakes.
Thank you.
I think you, how did you come up with this idea? When you look at it, you make different tiers, but tell us, how did you come up with this? And tell our audience, really, what is a baby cake?
So actually, a baby cake is actually a cake made of diapers that's shaped like a cake, and you can make it different colors depending what type of material that you use, and you could add things on, different types of things on it, such as you can add little bows to it. You can add little small pacifiers, anything that's connected to a baby.
Anything. So you came to one of our events. We had the California Department of General Services event a couple of weeks back for California certifications, and you brought a cake. And it just absolutely fantastic. So it goes over well for, so do you do different tiers? Is it, do you customize?
Yes, I do anywhere from 1 to 3 tiers. And they are different sizes, from small, medium, and large. And I do customize them. I customize them so much because I'm a very detailed person. So I customize them where I even sew and make the ribbon, hand ribbons myself. Sew it myself.
So you can make unique cakes that no one else can. So if someone's daughter is having a baby, you can make something so special that no one else on the planet has?
Yes, exactly. Yes. And you know, one of the things that I love about this, Margaret, it's such a happy occasion, first of all. And then secondly, not only is it a happy occasion, but I also like to get the mother to be involved. And what I mean by that is just simply ask her, what is your favorite color? What is it that you like? You know, dolls, shoes. I've had so many suggestions. And I love to create because it's a support. And I'm supporting them. And, you know, we come up with some great ideas. They like it, and I love it. So it's a win-win situation.
So this small business, and this is what this segment is about, is promoting and supporting small businesses, helping our audience and those across the nation and country to connect with your small businesses, connect with the businesses that you hear about on this show. Do something different. This business model is so fascinating to me, and I might have a baby cake made just because. So let me just be clear. The factory is closed. No babies here. Okay. But that being said, they're so cool. They're so cool. What happens when you don't, when you don't know the, you know, is the baby a boy? Is it a girl? Is it, and we want to throw, maybe for an office party, we want to throw a, so we have that party. Do you do blended colors? What do you do?
Yeah, so the colors are that can go both ways, either girl or boy. One is green, which is actually a beautiful color. I just recently did a diaper cake, and it was pink and green, apple green with pink, which was really, they really loved it. So, yeah, there are some neutral colors that I could utilize. For
fantastic.
Yeah, definitely.
That's fantastic. How can we get a hold of you? We know we can get a hold of you in the Small Business Concierge Magazine. So make sure that you go out to the smallbusinessconciergemagazine.biz on our website so you can get it there, but you can go out to issue.com as well. But the fastest way to get to it would be the smallbusinessconciergemagazine.biz and go to the Advantage Guide in the back where we have all the listings, and you can find baby cakes in there. But how do we find you outside of the magazine? Are you somewhere else? Tell our audience.
Yes, they can either go by my email or by my website. My email address is revans@babycakes.com. And that's spelled revans@babybabeekakes.com.
Okay. Do we have a phone number that we can give them that it might be a little bit easier?
Sure. The phone number is area code 510-941-2390.
I can tell you now you won't be disappointed. Support a small business. Rochelle Evans, thank you so much for coming on the Small Business Concierge segment of the show. We're going to go to a commercial break, AM 1220, KDOW Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson, Bay Area's business leader.
For more information on the Small Business Concierge magazine or to invite Margaret Jackson to speak, go to smallbusinessconcierge.biz. That's smallbusinessconcierge.biz.
This is Money 2.0 on AM 1220 KDOW.
Phil Collins. I feel it too. Welcome back. Money 2.0 Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson. Let's wrap up. We've talked a little bit about the worst housing market in the nation, Chicago. So they say, but is it worse for who? Is it worse for Chicago, Illinois, for the state of Illinois? Or is it an opportunity for those that are in other states that have higher markets, higher costs? There's some trade-off there. And so we're going to give you an opportunity to connect with our guests. Again, Ruth Vanderstein with the financialtaxstrategy.com. Connect with her. There's a bridge. She's willing to help build that bridge. So if you're interested in selling, doesn't matter actually what state you're in terms of selling that property and taking advantage of the tax strategy, tax opportunities, deferring that for 30 years. And then we have Ani Real Estate with Tanisha Smith, a seasoned broker that can help you with maybe if you're going into a state like Illinois, that the housing market or property values are a little bit more affordable for you to get that investment property, then Tanisha can help with that. Tanisha, you want to tell them how to get a hold of you?
Sure, yes. You can text me or call me. My number is 312-576-6116. My web address is Tynisha Smith, T-Y-N-I-S-H-A, Smith, dot Ani Real Estate, ANIREALESTATE.com. Or you can email me at TynishaSmith2018@gmail.com.
Tanisha, can you give us that phone number one more time?
Again, my number is 312-576-6116.
That's 312-576-6116. Tanisha, thank you so much for having us on the show. And you have a great inventory here. And I think that there's opportunities to bridge some of our states that and people in these within these states to think about investment property. And I'll say something for business owners, small business owners. Investing is certainly the way to go in terms of building your small business portfolio, building some strength for your for the infrastructure, for the foundation of your business financially. I think property is always an interesting way to go. There's some legalities and tax things around it that you might want to talk to your CPA about and even your attorney about. But at the end of the day, begin to invest for your small businesses. Tanisha Smith, Ani Real Estate. I got it right, guys. AniRealEstate.com.
Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in. And we're going to wrap up here. Here's my quote for the night. For small businesses to thrive, they require an environment that is conducive for growth. So make sure that you create the right soil, the right environment for your business to grow. That ecosystem has to be in place. Kind of like a farmer, right? If they don't create the right environment, then the crops don't grow or they don't grow right. So make sure that you connect, and you can connect with us on Facebook at MJ Radio Host and Small Business Concierge Magazine. Those two sites out there on Facebook, Instagram, you can connect with me out there. And then Twitter, Business on the ED, Podcast on the Edge, purpose.podbean.com. My producer's like, get out of the show, get out of the show. We're also out there on iHeartRadio, AM 1220 KDOW. Be good to somebody out there, AM 1220 KDOW. Money 2.0, Business on the Edge with Margaret Jackson.